Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Stephen, S-T-E-V-E-N, Mormon, M-O-R-M-A-N, N, middle initial M. Address is 26 Lakewood Way, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-410-5882. ID is XXX XX-5975. Date of birth is 6/29/1949. 72-year-old married. Retired man, insurance is in Medicare / Guardian Life. Pharmacy is CVS East Avenue, 530-896-5404. Is addressed to Philip Alexander Gosselin, G-U-S-L-I-N-P-A. Adventist Health. Address is 111 Rayleigh Boulevard, Suite 140, Chico, California, 95928. Phone 530-342-5776. Fax 530-898-10178. Dear Phil,
we're not working Friday because it's Good Friday.
I'm so happy.
Mike started for his study, I'll go.
Mike?
Yeah.
Mike who?
Sterling. He's Connie Sterling's husband.
Right.
And you said that you wanted to do nerve conduction velocities on him, EMG nerve conduction.
Okay, fine. I need his chart. It's not in the computer.
I know.
No, you don't.
Well, I'll give it to you momentarily. I'm just getting
mm-hmm.
the room. was your cereal?
It was delicious. Be quiet, I'm trying to dictate. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with findings, recent findings of lower extremity polyneuropathy, subparagraph, bilateral sural and superficial perineal sensory nerve studies with no responses, bilateral perineal and tibial motor nerve studies showed no responses, bilateral perineal and tibial F-wave responses absent. Bilateral tibial H-wave responses absent. Needle EMG demonstrated no denervation potentials to suggest radiculopathy or myelopathy. Stephen M. Mormon was seen today for neurological reevaluation and follow-up after his initial examination. On March 8, 2022, with a history of leg weakness involving both legs and a previous history of right hip surgery, with revision due to suspected inflammation, infection, or other etiology. New paragraph. Stephen Mormon returned today, continuing to complain symptoms of the lower extremities. New paragraph. As a consequence of his clinical history and presentation, I completed advanced comprehensive laboratory studies which showed a number of nonspecific abnormalities, including an elevated TSH with normal free T4, an elevated D-dimer 1.12, a substantially elevated SED rate of 70, with a blood count showing a normochromic, normocytic, mild anemia with some increase in the eosinophil count. The C-reactive protein was elevated at 16.2. Lipid studies, however, were completely normal. The complete sensory motor neuropathy antibody panel was entirely unremarkable. As was ANCA and ANA testing. Ganglioside studies for acute and chronic autoimmune neuropathy were negative. There were no findings at all to suggest any form of diabetes or insulin resistance. Metabolic and therapeutic evaluation showed absence of vitamin B7-biotin. An elevation of the serum phenylalanine dash oftentimes seen with niacin deficiency. Assays of thiamine, riboflavin, vitamin B6, vitamin A, ammonia, were all normal. New paragraph. Stephen's presentation and findings today appear to be unusual and would seem to be consistent with a previous severe neuropathy for which there are no unusual biomarkers present. New paragraph. In consideration of his clinical presentation and findings, I am going to refer him for nerve biopsy in the lower extremity for a diagnostic pathological study. New paragraph. He did give a clinical history of taking alcohol on a daily basis, which would be a potential etiology for a, on a long-standing basis, of a progressive polyneuropathy. In consideration for the persistence of, that is, of the finding of his elevated SUD rate with his history of hip disease, surgical revision, and ongoing surgical concerns maintaining antibiotic therapy, I am going to initially order PET CT imaging to exclude cancer and chronic infection. New paragraph. I will see him for follow-up reevaluation with the findings of those studies, further recommendations, and my signature.